Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin the third week of the 66th session of the Montana Legislature, we have great news to report, and ironically, it doesn't come from the state capitol. It comes from the small town of Dillon in western Montana. 3 years ago, the Montana Family Foundation was part of an effort to beat back a push by liberals to pass a so-called non-discrimination ordinance, or NDO, in Dillon. In the end, we were successful, and Dillon joined Billings in recognizing that NDOs solve a non-existent problem while putting religious liberty at risk. Both were huge victories and stopped the NDO juggernaut that was sweeping the state. It set the other side back on their heels, but not for long. Several months ago, a new push began in Dillon, and residents once again called for our help. Montana Family Foundation attorney Anita Milanovich attended a crowded hearing and reminded council members of several things. First, these NDOs are unnecessary. Our staff checked with city attorneys in the five cities that have NDOs, and they've never been used, not even once. A classic case of council members patting each other on the back for solving a non-existent problem. Second, these types of laws have resulted in people of faith being targeted and harassed for their deeply held religious beliefs, stirring up division in communities where it did not exist before. And finally, cautioning council members to avoid the lawsuits that result when municipal governments pass ordinances that conflict with state law. In the case of NDOs, they seek to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity in the areas of housing, employment, and public accommodation. Local governments are barred from legislating in those areas because they are reserved to the state. When Bozeman passed an NDO, they were sued, but the case was dismissed due to a lack of standing. The court said no one had been charged or convicted of violating the NDO, so there was no injured party with standing. The case still cost the city of Bozeman $30,000 to defend, and we'll see that they're back in court the moment someone is charged. For those reasons, the Dillon city attorney recommended that the city reject the latest NDO attempt. The proposed ordinance went before the Judiciary Subcommittee of the City Council, who then sent it on to the full council with a 2-to-1 vote to kill the proposal. The final vote came last Wednesday evening when the full council voted 6-to-2 not to adopt the measure. It was a huge victory for our side, and the other side didn't take it well. As soon as it became apparent that the NDO was going down in flames, those in favor of the proposal became extremely combative. Not to the point that the police needed to be called, but enough to show their true colors. We saw this in Billings as well. As soon as these NDOs fail, the proponents who have been sweet-talking council members suddenly turn on them like a vicious pack of dogs. A new NDO effort is currently underway in Billings, and we look forward to defeating it there again as well. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.